In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us be clear that in our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the Word of God that is being spoken of is not primarily the Bible. You know, we're not talking about the Old Testament, we're not talking about the New Testament, we're not talking about anything written. Primarily, what we are talking about whenever we say the Word of God is the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because what does the Scripture say about him? He is the Word made flesh. And what we ordinarily call the Word of God is Word of God secondarily because it expresses him. You know, that's most clear in the Gospels, because what do? They record the words and deeds of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is also present in the letters of the New Testament, which discuss how to follow him, and all of the books of the Old Testament, which prepare the way for him. And so when we say the Word of God is living and effective, there you go. Sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him. Or as one of my professors at the university said, who was not a religious man at all, you can't shuck and jive God. You cannot pull anything over on him. And everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must remember or we must render an account. God knows everything. So, and we're going to be held accountable by him. And so we would do best to remember that and get things right with God while we have the opportunity, even if it takes many, many times, and we fail many, many times. Try to make things right with God. That is what Jesus is calling Levi, who we most ordinarily know as Matthew, and his friends, who were tax collectors and sinners too. Let's be quite clear on this. When Jesus ate and drank with tax collectors and sinners, it was not to confirm them in their sins. It was not to, quote-unquote, accompany them in their sinfulness. Rather, it was as a physician who goes to treat sick people. And he is quite clear that these people are spiritually ill. They are in a state of sin, and they need to be healed. Well, it's awfully hard to heal people if you won't have anything to do with them. It's awfully, you know, just imagine a doctor who didn't want to be around sick people, who couldn't stand to see blood or anything like that. It'd be very, very hard for him to do his job. Similarly, if we want to bring that message of God's mercy and the possibility to repentance to those who most need it, and guess what, that's all of us, we have to not be afraid to talk to them and to approach them and to say, you know, look, there's another way to bring them that good news that, you know, if you have fallen into sin, you don't have to stay there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.